The Upper West Regional Coordinator of NATPO, Alhaji Power Seydu, says climate change and related natural disasters have not spared the region at all. This has resulted in rainstorms and the ripping off of roofs of several buildings, rendering many people homeless. Speaking to Radio Ghana to mark International Day for Disaster Reduction, Alhaji Bawa said his organization has stepped up afforestation programs to reduce such disasters. He talked to Papu Booz.
In the Upper West region, as you already know, we have already been threatened by the Sahara several years ago. Definitely the whole weather pattern has changed, especially this time we can't even predict the rain. So what we do actually to sensitize our people to try to adapt to the situation as and when it comes on. We have back upon tree planting earlier on, but we know even though today is a disaster risk that in there, but our rainy season will have been almost over. So we did this planting somewhere around June, July, telling coconuts that by October, even though that's the day we embark upon this tree planting and things, but we would not have had enough rain again. And so if you plant the trees, we die. So we actually put in some mitigation factors to combat the climate change activities as and when they boil on us.
Floods have become a recurrent phenomenon in Ghana. Your region has not been spared at all.
No.
How do we get out of this?
With the flooding that has always come, definitely we try as much as possible to educate our people not to go on the waterways. They should avoid farming along the river banks as they have always done and lost all their food crops. So this year, actually, I think we have not yet registered any flooding situation as such. Only that we've rather gotten collapsed houses and ripped off houses. That is from one disaster to the other. We are now having rainstorm disasters which rip off most of the houses.
And how are you coping with the situation?
We have realized that the rip-off has also been one of our major disasters. I mean, the rip-off of roofs. So we decided to embark upon the afforestation to serve as windbreaks to minimize the impact of the wind on the buildings and other things. And that's what we are actually doing for now.
Floods have become a recurrent phenomenon in Ghana. The current approach to dealing with disasters is focused on responding to them once they have occurred.
Certain mitigations have been introduced. Where I know SADA is having a program of damming most of those rivers that used to flood so that we can be using them as dry season, gardening, and other things. We use them for such purposes. There's something in the pipeline that the government is pursuing to make sure that this recurrent situation of floods in the country is actually reduced to the minimum.
Do you anticipate more disasters in the region?
Yes, for now, we are entering into the Ramadan season, which is also characterized with its own challenges. Like, we have got the wildfires, domestic fires, that also cause a lot of havoc to our food crops. Even people, after harvesting, you have the wildfires going to burn off their food crops that have been harvested, and then usually it creates a big problem for us.
The Upper West Regional Coordinator of NATMO, Alhaji Bawa Seydu, talking to Papu Booz from WA.